God's Recanter.
Hope you're enjoying this treat on Celtica Radio with me, Andrew John. This is Weekender, and throughout the next week, you can hear some great shows, including Chris Ashley on Breakfast, Gareth Wynne-Jones on The Lunchbox, and Rachel Stock with The New Music Radio Show.
What I got.
Another good one. That, hope you're enjoying it all. This is Andrew John with Weekender. We've been hearing some good music. Well, I have. Hope you have too.
Travelling abroad for dental or cosmetic surgery has seen a boom in popularity in recent years. Medical tourism has been made popular by celebrities posting their results on social media. But the Foreign Office has recently issued advice to anyone thinking of going to Turkey in particular for surgery. It points out that 22 British nationals have died in Turkey since January 2019 following visits for medical tourism. Here to tell us about the potential pitfalls of having surgery abroad and what your rights are if things go wrong, I'm joined now by Aninya Ebizi, travel litigation specialist at law firm Slater & Gordon. So why has medical tourism become so popular in recent years?
To put it simply, it's a cost savings. Cosmetic surgery in the UK is expensive and prices are increasing. For example, a tummy tuck in the UK can cost up to £7,000, whereas in a country like Turkey or in Eastern Europe, it can be as little as £2,500 for this procedure, and that will include flights and accommodation. So combine that with the professional and reassuring marketing campaigns from the clinics abroad, and you know that can make it quite attractive. Also, there are lots of celebrities posting results of their surgery that they've had abroad on Instagram, so it is just becoming more tempting for people to just hop on a plane and get life-altering surgery abroad.
But what could potentially go wrong?
There are a number of things that can go wrong with any surgery, including surgery in the UK. The added complication of having surgery abroad is things like the language barrier. So the level of aftercare is slightly different than other countries. Our research shows that around 55% of people who've had surgery abroad haven't been happy with the end result, and around 45% have experienced undesirable symptoms such as scarring, nerve damage, blood clots.
So what are your rights if something does actually go wrong?
If something does go wrong, we're able to prove that there has been negligence, then you do still have a right to claim, even though the surgery was not in the UK and it was abroad. Basically, you do have the same rights. There are some technical legal complications, but a solicitor specialising in that area would be able to advise you on that.
And finally, then, where can people find more help and advice on this matter?
If you believe that you have suffered personal injury as a result of medical negligence that you've had from having surgery abroad, you should contact a solicitor who specialises in travel litigation and is experienced in medical negligence claims abroad. They will be able to support you and advise you on the next best steps. At Slater & Gordon, we do this. You can contact us at slatergordon.co.uk and we'll be able to support and advise you on the next best steps.
That was Aninya Ebizi, travel litigation specialist at law firm Slater & Gordon, telling us about the potential pitfalls of having surgery abroad and what your rights are if things do go wrong.
The freshest, newest music. CelticaRadio.com.
Because of the microscopic nature of asbestos fibers, once airborne, they can be easily inhaled. If left alone, asbestos-containing materials in good condition should not pose a danger. However, if you're planning to renovate or disturb these materials, harmful cancer-causing fibers can be released into the air unless you take special precautions. For more information about the asbestos regulations, contact the Missouri Department of Natural Resources at 800-361-4827.
Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically, cancel anytime.
If you like Celtica Radio programs, then you'll love the Celtica Radio Mixcloud option. On the Celtica Radio Mixcloud, you can listen to special content and material, including documentaries, some of our landmark archive roadshows, and special programs featuring established artists as well as the new music Celtica Radio is famous for. Click on the Mixcloud button on our website at CelticaRadio.com or go direct to mixcloud.com/Celtica Radio. And while you're there, don't forget to follow us to make sure you get the very latest programs as they come online. You can even listen through Facebook and Twitter. Discover a whole new world of Celtica Radio, exclusively on demand, on your mobile, tablet or PC. The Celtica Radio Mixcloud option at mixcloud.com/Celtica Radio.
A good one there. I don't think it's from Little Bibbling Under Flossock. I'm thinking it's from Much Fondling on the Grope. But anyway, this is Andrew John, full of so much, oh, wonderful music. Enjoy this one here on Digital Wireless, mobile, tablet, and your smart speaker.
In a new Help Us Help You campaign that is the first of its kind, NHS England is encouraging people who have been sent an NHS bowel cancer screening kit to complete the test. Early diagnosis is key for treating bowel cancer, but the latest data shows that almost one third of people who were sent the bowel cancer screening test in England last year did not return it. To tell us more about this campaign, I'm joined now by TV doctor and GP Dr. Sarah Jarvis. So Dr. Sarah, what exactly is the NHS bowel cancer screening test and who's eligible to receive one?
Well, I recently received and completed my first NHS bowel cancer screening test, so I can speak from personal experience as well as professional. The test works by detecting signs of cancer before you notice anything wrong, by checking for tiny traces of blood which may not be visible to the naked eye. What's great about this test is that it's simple to complete and can be done in the privacy of your own bathroom using the step-by-step instructions on the box. You only need to collect one tiny sample of poo using the plastic stick provided, pop it in the sample bottle and post it off for free to be tested. In terms of who's eligible to receive the test, if you're aged 60 to 74, live in England and are registered with a GP practice, you'll be sent a kit in the post automatically every 2 years.
And why is the NHS running this campaign?
The campaign's all about encouraging people who are sent an NHS bowel cancer screening test in the post to complete it so that we can detect bowel cancer at the earliest stage. Bowel cancer is the fourth most common cancer in the UK, but detecting bowel cancer at the earliest stage makes you up to 9 times more likely to be successfully treated. It's a big concern that almost one third of people who were sent an NHS bowel cancer screening kit in England last year didn't go on to complete it. It's so important that people don't put off doing their bowel cancer screening tests if they receive them in the post. Your next poo really could save your life.
So Dr. Sarah, why do you think so many people who receive the bowel cancer screening kits put off completing the test?
A recent survey showed that 98% of people aged 56 to 74 in England acknowledged the test was important. So that's nearly everyone. But despite that, almost one third of people who were sent their bowel screening test in England last year didn't complete it. There are many reasons why people delay or put off doing the test. The same survey showed 1 in 5 people wouldn't do the test because they were too embarrassed or disgusted to look at their own poo. I know people might think it's unpleasant, but the thing to remember is that this test can save your life. It's very simple to complete, and you can do it in the privacy of your own bathroom. There really is no reason not to do it. To help yourself, remember to put it by the loo. Don't put it off.
And why is it so important that people complete these tests?
It goes without saying, but the earlier we catch bowel cancer, the easier it is to treat. About 98 out of 100 people who use their NHS bowel cancer screening kit don't need further tests. But I'd urge anyone who sent the NHS bowel cancer screening test to help yourself by remembering to complete it. Put it by the loo and don't put it up.
That was GP Dr. Sarah Jarvis telling us why the NHS is running this bowel cancer screening campaign.
Never let go. Don't touch me, I'm afraid. Don't think that I was built to take this pain. I made the same mistake. Play on my mind over and over again. Throw me a lifeline to hold. Lend me a breath to wake me out. Soul, I am free. How I wish.
Andrew John on Weekender, coming to you from my nearby mental hospital. I applied for a job there, but they thought I was a would-be customer. Life can be rather strange.
Hi, this is Keith Berry-Davis, and I'm chairman of Celtica Radio. Thank you for listening to us. Our station is privately funded and not part of any big media group. This enables us to be completely independent and continue to bring you the innovative and original programme we're famous for without any interference. However, it does cost us money to run Celtica Radio, and because of our unique independence, it also means that we are always looking for supplementary income to expand our service. Would you like to make a donation to help fund Celtica Radio? Any amount is worthwhile and is done through PayPal. Even the smallest amounts will help us. If you are interested, then please click on the donate button for more details. And I thank you.
Because of the microscopic nature of asbestos fibers, once airborne, they can be easily inhaled. If left alone, asbestos-containing materials in good condition should not pose a danger. Activity in areas containing damaged material that may contain asbestos should be minimized to avoid asbestos exposure and the release of additional fibers. For more information about the asbestos regulations, contact the Missouri Department of Natural Resources at 800-361-4827.
To help explain just how easy it is to make Bob Evans' original mashed potatoes, here are a few things more difficult. 1. Tying your shoes over and under through the hole. 2. Remembering internet passwords. Have you tried your birthday? 3. Changing a light bulb. You'd be surprised. Because with Bob Evans' original mashed potatoes, you simply take it from the fridge, then microwave it for 6 minutes. For rich homemade taste that's easy to make, find Bob Evans in the refrigerated section of your grocery store. It's farm fresh goodness, made easy.
Bob Evans down on the farm.
This is Celtica Radio, broadcasting online and on digital wireless. We're also available on the mobile phone network, plus on the World Wide Web, 24 hours a day. www.celticaradio.com.
Celtic Radio. Celtic Radio.
Andrew John's Weekender.
Here on Celtica, asking once again, you feeling okay? You comfortable? Sitting, standing, or lying down? Just thought I'd ask. Let's hear some more from this silly guy, Andrew John, who lives in Little Bibbling under Flossock. Not heard of that? Wondering if I have.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Little Bibbling under Flossock, children's stories for maladjusted grown-ups, where we can meet our moronic friend, Julian, our dear old Mrs. Amelia Spleenwort, aged 93, of 42 Cobblers Cottages, here in Little Bibbling under Flossock, and it seems we're about to meet her dead hubby, Mr. Nebuchadnezzar Spleenwort, the man who fell to his death down the outside lavatory. As you know, you can see Little Bibbling under Flossock from the other side of the M39 if you're sitting down. But we have a little problem at this time. My speech comes out as couplets, and they rhyme. There's no way I can stop it, though I try. I know that Mrs. Spleenwort's not so shy in telling me to shut my gob, because it takes
a little bit of practice, not mistakes. You got me at it now, you stupid boy. You think our program's just a little toy?
And Julian's a pillock. He can't rhyme.
Oh, yes, I can. I do it all the time.
Oh, shut up, Julian. You will not thank me if I now deprive you of a spank.
Oh, Mr. Andrew, dearest Mr. John, my buttocks so look forward thereupon to have a little larrup that I'd thank you most sincerely for that little spank.
Oh, Julian, shut up and listen now. You shut your mouth or else we'll have a row. We're here in Little Bibbling under Flossock. Oh, how do I find a rhyme for that word Flossock?
Oh, Andrew, I'm afraid you're stuck with this. It sounds as if you've gone back on the piss.
Oh, dear Amelia Spleenwort, listen, pray. Listen now to what I has to say.
Oh, here he is, my dearest Nebuchadnezzar.
He's here again. Your late Nebuchadnezzar?
Oh, yes. He went right down so quickly down, the outside lav was wearing such a frown.
And here he is, my dear Amelia.
Wish I could touch you, so I'd love to feel you.
But I am just a spook, an apparition. But surely Mr. Neb's a superstition.
And I recalls a very rude emission, a fart that smelled like his decomposition.
And I remember that I can't undo it.
At least we couldn't see it, couldn't view it.
Oh, can't we ever stop this silly rhyming?
Your timing.
We really have to stop this silly verse. And I was thinking I was going to say curse or worse, but I seem to have stopped rhyming. How did we manage this?
I think it was my Mr. Nebuchadnezzar spleen word. A ghostly flatus can do that. So don't be ungrateful just because you can't see him.
Well, we've reached that point again where we have to leave you, dearest children. Sorry about the rhyme. Don't do it all the time. Perhaps I ought to sit and simply mime. That'll be sublime this time. Anyway, our dear Mrs. Amelia Spleenwort seems to be saying cheerio, and so does that ghostly husband of hers. So it's time, quite, to say goodnight, children everywhere. That sodding rhyme again. Is that Julian? What a prat. Where's he at? He's no sodding poet, and don't we all know it? I'm so glad that he's fading into the aura.
Foreste verde e di blu, vedevo in fondo agli occhi suoi, il paradiso e forse là. Time.
será canto alegre. Vai, vai, City.
Already listening to this, just lie on the edge, you'll drop off.
If you see somebody showing any of the signs of a stroke, you don't have to think about it, you just dial 999. Use the FAST test. F, face, has their face fallen on one side? Can they smile? A, arms, can they raise both arms and keep them there? S, speech, is their speech slurred? T, time. Time to call 999 if you see any one of these signs. Act fast, make the call, dial 999.
Bob wythnos yma'r Celtica Radio rydym yn rhoi'r wybodaeth ddiweddaraf i'r Play Club Mix, lle rydym yn chwarae y gorau yn cicio cerddoriaeth dawns.
Kicking dance music, kicking dance music.
Ac fel bob amser gyda Celtica Radio, gallwch lawr lwytho'r podcast i gadw a'i holl rhad ac am ddim a heb unrhyw gyfyniadau. Felly dyna Play Club Mix, ar-lein, ar mobile ac ar gael yn unig ond yn ffurfio CelticaRadio.com.
Celtica Radio, Celtica Radio. Let's go.
Hear not these words that fall from my mouth. Guts are like bass, riding the back of hate. Being a victim of this heart. Fall from my lips, centuries old. Words I don't own, sharpened and ill inside. Being a victim of watchful and opportune, butchered with hate, lying in wait, stealing my calm to swoon. Hear not these words, take not what's shown, fill up my home, and I will show you room.
Thank you.
Andrew John here. I've just got one of those voice-activated phones. If you shout idiot into it, it can dial anyone you want to dial. Oh dear, has your phone just rung? Just enjoy Celtic Radio and stop listening to the rubbish I'm speaking.
For the third year running, end-of-life charity Marie Curie is leading the National Day of Reflection on March the 23rd. It's a unique day to spotlight the grief which affects millions of us and the better support which is needed. As the third anniversary of the UK going into lockdown approaches, people are being encouraged to open up about their grief and have a conversation with bereaved families, friends and colleagues. Marie Curie believes that without proper bereavement support, the risk of complex grief and mental health issues increases, with significant long-term negative effects on people's lives. Well, here to tell us why he is supporting this National Day of Reflection, I'm pleased to say I'm joined by actor and Downton Abbey star, Jim Carter. Jim, thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit at first, what is the National Day of Reflection?
Well, it takes place on Thursday, the 23rd of March. It aims to provide a moment just to stop and pause and literally reflect. We've all lost loved ones, probably more in the last 3 years through COVID, but we've lost people through illness. At my age range, people are dying because of age. And I think it's important, and Marie Curie really believes it's important, to take a moment to grieve, to process the bereavement, and more importantly, not to get isolated. The Day of Reflection is a chance to grieve together, to come together, to remember people, to remember that friend, and maybe just drop them a line or invite them round for a cup of tea. Reach out to other people. That's the opportunity.
And as a Marie Curie ambassador, how and why will you be supporting it?
Well, I'll wear my Marie Curie daffodil with pride. I'll observe the minute of silence at midday. And I'm going to look for my local wall of reflection. They could be in hospitals, schools, offices, workplaces, or in Marie Curie shops. I just found out today, actually, that someone I know for over 60 years, I just found out today they died, but I'm going to find a wall of reflection and just write a little post-it note in memory of this woman, just so that someone remembers her with affection. So just simply that, and then call a friend. A friend lost her husband suddenly last year, suddenly, very unexpectedly. Just give her a ring and just make sure everything's okay. You know, talking is a huge relief in these circumstances. Talk about death, talk about grief, talk about bereavement. Come together, reach out to a stranger, reach out to a friend.
The National Day of Reflection, I think it's an amazing idea. Why was it originally launched?
Well, it was launched, you know, this is March the 23rd, it'll be the third anniversary of COVID. And I think COVID has accelerated the need not to be isolated, really. People were dying in isolation, people were having to process death in isolation. And it's a way of coming together, much like Poppy Day in November. This will be Reflection Day in March.
How can people find out more about it and how they can get involved? Is there a website they can go to, a number they can call?
If anyone is grieving right now and does need support, then please, please call the Marie Curie support line for free on 0800 090 2309 or visit mariecurie.org.uk/support. Or just simply go to the Marie Curie website. You'll find everything you need there to help set up a wall of reflection and give you ideas of how you can use this day.
Thank you. That was actor Jim Carter telling us why he is supporting this year's Marie Curie National Day of Reflection to encourage people to open up about grief.
We'll make you feel fine. We got sunshine and time. We got babes. We got no soles on our feet. We got homeless 2 feet. We got blades. We got stereos and cars driving you to Mars. We got stars. Join us
We got plays and we got toys. We got girls and we got boys. We dance full of rain. We got death and we got bones. We gotta think about our loans. We got brains. We got amazing smiles. We got amazing meanwhiles. Boy, you go away. We got no better show. We got no place to go. So give it away. So won't you join?
I was alone and confused. Ooh, if it wasn't for your love, used to lie awake at night just wondering what I would do. Ooh, if it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your love, oh, tell me where would I be? Nights would find me cold and alone. For me, in the coldness of the winter, I feel the warmth that you bring. Ooh, if it wasn't for your love, all the days would run together. I couldn't do anything. Ooh, if it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your love, now I know that I'd be so blue. The world would find me lost on my own, and what would I do? You came and turned my life around, when open doors could not be found. Ooh, if it wasn't for your love. Ooh, if it wasn't for your love.
wasn't for your love. Ooh, ooh, ooh. It wasn't for your love.
If it wasn't for your love,
well, you came into my life.
That's it from me for now. Stand by for the main national and world news, and then it's the pre-club mix. I'll catch you next Saturday. So until then, from me, Andrew John, good evening, Norstar. It's 10 o'clock.
Available on the World Wide Web, 24 hours a day, this is Celtica Radio.